Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. We keep it going now with our man Derek Mason, head coach at MTSU, who joins us now. Coach, how you doing?
Doing well, Chase, Big Joe.
Four games in, and, you know, let's record aside, what have you learned about your team?
Well, like, this football team is working, you know, super hard, man, to be resilient, you know, in the face of some adversity. You know, to be down 13 starters since the season started, it's impacted this team. But this team, you know, continues to push itself towards, you know, conference play. You know, man, we play one more out-of-conference game with us playing Memphis this weekend. And this group is getting better. We need to cut down on the mistakes, but I think overall this group is going to make a back end run. That's going to be something that we're going to remember for a while, man. We just got to make sure, man, we continue to make progress.
Do you like the fact that, you know, you've had three games at home? You've only had the one road trip. You get one this weekend, and we always talk about that road trips are good for a team, especially when you're trying to build something and grow, and it's early on. So even though it's an easy trip down to Memphis, not far away, is that going to be good for your team to kind of get away?
I think so. I think it's good for us. I think the first game being Ole Miss on the road and having an opportunity to get into, you know, a hostile environment for over half our team and you know, feeling what that was, feeling the wave, feeling, you know, the idea of playing in somebody else's stadium in a hostile environment. I think it gave us something to understand about our team, you know, how we need to handle playing on the road, because you're going to have to do it in this conference. But now we get a chance to go to Memphis, man, who's a really good team, who's in this state. I mean, they're another Group of Five team that sits at the top of the Group of Five. It may not be Ole Miss, but it's one of the best Group of Five teams in the country. So it's something that we're looking forward to, because we know and understand that we haven't played our best ball, and there's a lot to improve on from, you know, week four to week five.
We're talking MTSU head football coach Derek Mason on the Chase and Big Joe Show. And Coach, I've watched football for a long time, been a part of a lot of football. I've never in my life seen a team convert five turnovers into five touchdowns the way that Duke did on Saturday. And the message is, you know, turnovers can control games. I mean, was it frustrating going back and watching tape? Because you guys were toe-to-toe with Duke except for these five turnovers, which they turned into touchdowns, which I've never seen before. What did you see from the tape that gave you reassurance that you battled against Duke?
Well, I looked at how we rushed the football. I looked at, you know, what we were able to do defensively, you know, holding those guys, you know, on third down, 3 of 10. That's tough to do, you know, for a team that really doesn't beat itself. But we beat ourselves. Turnovers, decision making. I mean, it's part of what's been our Achilles heel this year. And you know, as we've gone into looking at the tape and pulling things out, you know, it's similar mistakes, different people, you know, at times. And really, you know, we just have to clean up what there is to clean up, because when you look at the 35 points, you know, scored, you know, we lost by 28. Okay, and you know, four of those scores were on short fields. We have to be better in sudden change. We have to understand offensively how to take advantage of turnovers. I mean, like, these are all things that this group is having to learn. Okay, different than, you know, other groups I've coached, this is the journey of this group. And this group's going to continue to get better. We got to protect our quarterback and keep him upright. And if we do so, we'll play good football.
You know, that's a frustrating thing. You know, I've seen all the games, and if you're not a good football team, then I'd be in and saying, Coach, you got a lot of work to do. But you got a good team, and I see the effort each Saturday. And I know as a head coach, that's got to be so frustrating when you don't see it on Saturdays.
You know what? This has been, you know, challenging, but I tell you what, not really unforeseen. You know, you saw some of it in the first game. I didn't think the injuries would toll on us so fast. But, you know, like, really what I've learned is that, you know, you can't microwave, you know, how guys learn football.
Right.
You have to simplify so you can amplify. And I think each week we try to simplify, but, you know, what's happening, you know, on the offensive line is something that's totally different. So we have to go in a different direction in terms of how we give those guys help up front. I think we can run the football. We've shown that. But just the consistency by which we protect our quarterback and our decision-making have to be better. The tackling is getting better. We're understanding how to play a little more top-down. These things are starting to become cumulative for us. And as the progress starts to add up, you know, like hopefully what we start to see is the scoreboard, like the opportunity for wins start to come our way. But we got a tough contest this week versus Memphis.
Yeah, absolutely you do. All right, so they lost to Navy last weekend. Did Navy kind of give you a blueprint how to slow down this Memphis football team?
Well, I don't think they slowed Memphis down, to be honest. I think they got in a shootout, like with Memphis, that they won. You know, I mean, Memphis has a powerful offense. I mean, their quarterback is extremely talented. I mean, they've got weapons. They had explosive plays. Memphis had explosive plays offensively, and it looks like they were wanting the ball back as much as they could get it. But what you saw from Navy was just that military fight. They strained, you know, on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, they did a really good job of creating explosive runs. They found their one-on-one matchups. They even threw the ball well. Versus Memphis, and I didn't expect to see that. So, like, to me, they showed us, you know, things that we need to do in our schemes to help give ourselves an advantage. But what this thing is going to really come down to is, you know, I mean, for us, maximizing opportunities offensively, you know, not giving up explosive plays, trying to minimize their run after catch, and really we got to be good in third down and sudden change.
We're talking to Coach Derek Mason here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, MTSU at Memphis this weekend. Now, then your schedule kind of gets a little weird with the way the Conference USA schedule works. You won't play again until October 10th, a Thursday. Then you play 5 days later on a Tuesday. Then you play the next Wednesday. Have you or do you plan to talk to a coach or somebody that's kind of dealt with that before? Because it does make it a little more – it adds a challenge to your football team with the schedule the way it is.
Yeah, I've got friends who were formerly in this conference, men who have now their groups went to the American that I can, you know, sort of lean on a little bit, you know, for their scheduling. What did it look like? Hey, how did they feel? Mike Bloomberg at Rice, like being one of them, and I know they're working through their own situation down there, but he went through it a year ago, and so I talked to him about it before the season. I'll talk to him again, probably towards the end of the weekend. But this is new for me. It's not new for the people in the building.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what I need to do is lean on the people that know and make sure that this team, you know, coming off this Memphis game is as fresh and prepared for what's going to happen, you know, over the next 14 days or, you know, 18 days, you know, as we get ready to get into these midweek games.
Do you like, though, that after Saturday you will have a little bit of time off and maybe some of these guys can heal up?
Absolutely. I mean, some of these guys will come back to us, you know, after the Memphis game, and I'm excited about that. But I'm really more sort of focused on what do I see from the guys that are called up, and some of these guys, man, who've shown themselves over the last couple of weeks to be guys that may have to be counted on. You know, it's always been a next man up mentality in the game of football, but, you know, really just having these weeks and these opportunities to play like these games are so valuable because you get a chance to, you know, give guys experience, confidence, and really some proficiency in terms of whether they're going on the road, whether they're playing at home, you know, playing up, so to speak, is what people say, but it's going to be good to bank some experience for these guys.
No doubt about it. Coach, best of luck on the road at Memphis this Saturday, and we will talk to you soon.
Chase and Big Joe, let's go blue.
Let's go blue. Coach Derek Mason joining us here on the program. They are at Memphis on Saturday. You can hear it all on 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Coverage will begin at 5 o'clock with pregame, and then Chip and Joe of course, on the call for all the action.
From the Liberty Bowl Saturday. Yes. I'm looking forward. And I think the question, I misspoke, not slowing them down, but seeing how to kind of beat Memphis because they had so many yards passing and rushing. But Navy threw the ball 16 times.
Yeah, I know.
What in the hell is this world coming to when Navy passes 16 times?
I don't know. MTSU football on 93.3 FM is presented by Sloan's Motorcycle ATV. Coming up next, WWE SmackDown is coming to our city on October 4th, which means it's going to be Tiffy time. Tiffany Stratton, Miss Money in the Bank, will join us next here on Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.